In a 2015 follow-up study, we found that late-night humor can influence how viewers perceive climate science itself. This time, we tested the effects of a Last Week Tonight segment in which host John Oliver and guest Bill Nye hold a statistically representative climate change debate to illustrate the scientific consensus on the issue. Their debate shows Nye and 96 other scientists drowning out 3 global warming doubters. Watching this segment swayed study participants to see scientists as believing in human-caused climate change, which, in turn, bolstered participants' own certainty that global warming is happening. The effect was strongest among those least interested in science. Other research has revealed the same sorts of effects. A study by Ashley Anderson and Amy Becker found that after watching a satirical video produced by The Onion, formerly apathetic viewers felt more certain that climate change is taking place and is a serious problem. In another study, Chris Skirka, Jeff Niederdeppe, and Robin Nabi showed that a segment from Jimmy Kimmel Live led audience members to perceive greater risks from climate change. Late-night hosts have also derided groups that, for example, cite a single discredited study to blame autism on vaccines, or push for teaching creationism in public schools despite the mountain of evidence for evolution. Kimmel has skewered fears about genetically modified foods, which most scientists say are safe to eat, by showing anti-GMO produce shoppers struggle to explain on camera what the acronym means. And on that Full Frontal episode mentioned earlier, a skit depicted fictional high school students mocking anti-vaxxers' claims. "Wow, you make vaccinations sound so cool. Maybe it is bad to get diseases from the Middle Ages." The 2016 poll that Paul conducted with Barbara Lay found that late-night viewers were more likely than non-viewers to agree with scientists on both GMOs and vaccines, even after accounting for many other factors that also shape science attitudes.